We used to tour with Deep Purple many years ago. We used to go around a huge group of us, Deep Purple. Long John Baldry, I believe, opened the show, and we were in the middle, and Deep Purple were the headliners. And we went through some jolly jaunts together on these commercial aircrafts, you know, really funky aircrafts. And they were just so different from us. They were all very, very into the leathers and the long hair and really nice guys as well. And they recorded this, as it happens, in the studio in Montreux where I did my solo album.
Right.
From the 80s. And so I have memories from that because The Smoke on the Water was about the fire. It was in Montreux at that time. And it was sort of about a true story. And it's just, it brings back memories of Montreux and about those tours we used to do. And those guys, and I love those guys.
Happy memories.
Yes, indeed.
One more choice. It's James Taylor singing Mexico.
Well, I love that album. I love James Taylor, period. And when it came out, I had a new boyfriend at the time. It was the lighting director from Fleetwood Mac. And we bought that album. We listened to it a lot. And it was just, Mexico is a fantastic song.
I've never met anybody who doesn't love James Taylor, to be honest.
And he's a great, great guy.
Wonderful. Well, now, you're working very hard again.
I'm writing again, happy to say. I'm starting to write some, I understand, people I've played it to really like them. So that's as far as I'm getting at the moment, just getting my, you know, muscle memory back and starting to really enjoy music again. So,
what's brought you back to it in this way, to such an extent?
When I moved back to England, I had some delusion that I wanted to be a Sloan Ranger and completely turn the tables on what I had been doing and get on the hunter boots, the barber jacket and the horsey scarf, not literally the horsey scarf, but and the Range Rover, and drive around the country and cook cookies and, you know, I was so completely wrong, but it took me a long time to realise that. So I went through a few metamorphoses and eventually came out the other end with a little bit of help from a bit of therapy and this, that and the other. And I'd started to slowly write again and start to enjoy it. And so I'm on the road back to enjoying my music, writing again.
So. Right. So how much writing are you doing? How many songs are there stacking up?
Probably on my little talky thing that I've got, probably about eight, but two that are more developed than others. But it's still just me playing piano and adding a bit of organ and a bit of and a drum machine. So that's as far as I've got at the moment.
And in terms of the style of music you're writing, is it recognisable from any part of your past? Or
it's totally recognisable from the early days. It's
so back to Christine Perfect
very
days.
Very rumoury.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that kind of a thing, commercial hooks and, you know, ideas for harmonies and all that kind of stuff.
Does it feel good to be doing it?
It feels great.
Yeah?
I mean, because I feel my voice is getting... Because when you don't sing for a long time, when I haven't really sung for a long time, it takes a long time to get those muscles working properly, your throat muscles and your finger muscles, because I hadn't played the piano for a very long time either. So getting those working properly and coordinated together and then thinking of songs that I sometimes you write something and you go, I'm sure I've done that before, you know, that, or somebody else has done it. And I thought, well, if I'm going to plagiarise anybody, at least I can plagiarise myself. So so I just persevered and tried and came up with some new ideas, but they're very distinctively Christine McVie.
It's a brand new solo album for you.
There could be.
Yeah. And perhaps a tour, do you think?
Well, that's early days. It's the suitcase thing that bothers me. But if I did it, I would have to tour, obviously. Yeah.
Right. So you could be back to the way we were maybe 20, 30 years ago, perhaps.
I hope so. I feel like I'm 20 or 30 years old. So
Fantastic. Christine, it's lovely to see you. Thank you so much for joining
us. You too, Ken. Thank you for having me.